Welcome, guys, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we're going to do a one-on-one tonight here from Hollywood, California, with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay, it was an unusual trip for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's unusual. We do patrol Hollywood. Mr. Henry, we did a flood out or a spread out here not too long ago. It was during a presidential election. We were down right here at one of the food courts there in the pedestrian area of the Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard. And
It's a food court area.
Yeah, it was a food court. Yeah, it's a food court area. And we sat and we did what was called a spread out. We were wearing yellow rain jackets. And,
I got to hear about this. Right now, hold on, if I may, Jay. This is called one-on-one.
That's right. Yeah. So, right, because yeah, I noticed there's a lot of people talking.
Yeah, this is called one-on-one. Thank you very much, General. I do want some comment from you guys, but not...
Don't want us to overdo it.
Exactly. Don't overdo it. So, it is one-on-one. Me, Phil Henry, with Jay Santos. Continue, Jay. Food court?
Oh, yeah. It was a food court over here on the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame. And I told the sub-commanders that, and we were going down to Walk of Fame. And what are you looking at, man?
Just, he said Walk of Fame.
General, don't stare at the guests. I apologize, Jay. Don't stare at the guests.
All right, but he said Walk of Fame.
Yeah, wow, what's your story? It's called the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's saying that. We're going to start this all over again.
It's all right, Phil.
I'm going to ask Margaret and the General to please leave the room.
What? What are you talking about?
Please leave the room. You too, bud.
Oh, yeah. What a jip, man.
Right. Jay, you were on the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame.
Right. It was right over there near the, Man's Chinese, the old Chinese theater. And we did a spread out wearing our yellow rain slickers. A lot of times, you probably have noticed, we will do a spread out or we'll do a fan out. And I'm gonna
ask you about the definitions of these terms too.
That's fine. no sweat off of my, you know what, you know. So what we do is we spread out and we fan out, and we'll take up a position, sit down next to some people that may be talking, some people might be having a conversation, have a milkshake or a milk chocolate, you know,
having dessert.
No, just I'm just saying.
Okay, they could be drinking anything.
Yeah, they could be drinking anything, and then we will, you know, lean in. Now, some people say that we're violating their constitutional rights to free speech and to exercise their right to free speech. And I have always responded to that this way. I always say, if it's free speech, okay, then why can't I hear it too? See? Because that always kind of trips them up, you know?
Well, I mean, that's not that big of a legal point, is it?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's free speech, why can't I hear it too?
Yes, but there's also a constitutional guarantee that we have a right to privacy, a right to be secure in our own persons.
Yeah, but there is also, there's not a reason. I can match you, you know, I can match you toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow. Well,
you can match me point for point.
Yeah, I'll match you point for point by saying he's coming in right now.
I mean, you said just to go out for a couple minutes.
Come on back, Margaret, you and Jay. Come on back in. Just don't say anything.
All right, sorry. Sorry, Phil.
What are you doing creeping in, bud?
I was leaning around.
I saw him lean around. I saw, the first thing I saw was like just part of his pompadour sticking out. And I went, that looks like Dickman. And then I saw Dickman's nose and then his eye peek around a corner.
Okay, bud, thank you very much.
I'm tired, man.
Now everybody knows that you wear a pompadour haircut.
Yeah, I do. I like wearing a process. I like the pompadour look. I like the Elvis look. What about it?
Nothing. It just is, just so you know, as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, as a police officer, and one who's involved in law enforcement.
You're not involved in law enforcement.
Bud, be quiet.
Hey.
Yes, I am involved in law enforcement. And it's something that we pay attention to. So you're wearing a hairdo that I can peek around a corner. And I can see your hairdo. Or, I mean, you peek around a corner and you see my hairdo.
Huh?
No, you mean that he peeks...
Yeah, that's what I mean to say. You peek around a corner and you're looking at my hairdo. I can see your hairdo.
Nice one, Phil.
Hey, Margaret, I'm doing one-on-one with Jay Santos.
All right, be quiet, Margaret. Tell me to be quiet.
Okay, so Jay, as we were saying, you spotted Bud, and that's fine. So everybody's in studio. I'm just trying to make this one-on-one, which means just you and me.
Well, that was what I was hoping for. I listened to the one-on-one you did with Ted Bell. I listened to the one-on-one you did with Mr. Gray. They were one-on-one. They were, for the most part, one-on-one. You know, but I did.
Here he goes again with the one-one.
I got it. What's the problem?
You know, you said one-one.
One-on-one. I'm talking about the one-on-one you did with Frank Gray.
Right.
So.
I don't understand.
General, if you can't understand, then leave the room.
All right, Phil. We're sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Jay. So you spot these people, and you're saying that people have a right to privacy. Now, this is a good conversation to have. The Citizens Auxiliary Police has come under fire since its beginnings in 1996 under Major Elvis Newton, who is the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, correct?
That's correct. Major Elvis Newton, it was at that time and in that place, what we like to say in the handbook, Citizens Auxiliary Police handbook, at that time and in that place, in his living room, who lived down the street from me, in his living room, and he had his poodle there, and he was smoking a Pall Mall cigarette. He was looking very thoughtful. He said, now's the time. I've decided I'm making the move. And he found the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay, since the beginning of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, there's been no shortage of criticism of you guys for violating people's constitutional rights.
I understand that, Mr. Henry, and we have answered each one. You'll notice we still legally operate.
Why don't you ask him about that?
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I swallow my L's, okay? I'm not the first person to swallow my L's. Oh, my God. You never heard nobody swallow our L's.
I've never heard anyone almost strangled to death doing it. Until I heard you, Jay.
Give me a break.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. So you guys, you do not feel you've ever run really afoul of people in terms of their constitutional rights?
I really don't think so, Mr. Henry. I know a lot of people. I'll give you an example. Just what I just got done saying to you right now. You was talking about how we're not allowed to eavesdrop on people's conversations. I will say to you, yes, we are, because free speech guarantees the right to it. And if you say you don't get to listen, I'm saying, where's my free speech? And then you brought up...
I brought up the fact that the Constitution also guarantees people's right to privacy.
Right. And also, guess what? Hey, newsflash, the courts have held that in public, well, you're a public place, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
That big.
I don't care if you don't think it's that big. I think I just scored one.
Okay, say that again.
The courts have consistently held that in a public place, walking down a street, and I maintain sitting in a cafe where you're in full view of CCTV cameras, and you know about that, CCTV?
I don't know what it stands for, but...
It's Citizen Community TV.
No, it's not, General.
Sorry.
It's Citizen Community TV.
Yeah. And that's what they use. God, give me a look.
All right.
That's what they use. They use that in England. They use that in Europe. They use it in England. They use it in Great Britain. They use it in the United Kingdom.
Use it in Wales.
They use it in Wales, but that's the same. Okay.
Thank you. All right. So, meaning they do, they have public video cameras that record people's movements in public.
That's right, Mr. Henry. So,
but wait a minute. If you're sitting in a restaurant, you're sitting in a private establishment, the rights of that private establishment now hold sway. And you do have a reasonable expectation of privacy in a restaurant. It's an enclosed space. It's not out on the street.
Well, Mr. Henry, you know, we can go round. But I feel, as I've said to the citizens, and every day we have a squad room meeting before we go out. And frankly, Mr. Renner, before we go out and we take our lives in our hands, let's face it. We take it right in, we take both of them into one hand and just cup them and go, okay, here I go, you know.
You're talking about your testicles.
Oh, boy, I wasn't going to come out and say it.
Well, you might as well have.
You might as well have,
yeah.
All right, so every day the Citizens Auxiliary Police cups both of them in one hand and heads out into the world to try to make this place a little safer, Mr. Henry, to try to make this dirty sewer that we live in, the dirty garbage can that we live in, to try to make it better. And what do we get? Here's what we get. People call us fairies. They say we look like little queer boys walking around with our Bermuda shorts and our pith helmets. We look like freaks and fairies. We look like fairy, you know, it's fairy time. You name it. I mean, we're called every kind of name, even though we're out there trying to save lives.
Jay, how do you save a life when you're eavesdropping on people's conversations?
Because if someone is talking about how much they hate, say, the President of the United States, guess what? I'm all on it. Because that could very well be, you know, it could very well be the what's the word my wife uses? She calls it the harbinger,
the harbinger.
I don't know.
Harbinger.
I don't know what it is, but it could be the foretelling or the seeing into the future of what's going to happen. And those people who are talking all kinds of trash and talking all kinds of smack and everything like that, guess what? They may be planning something. And if they are, guess what again? Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police is all over like white on rice. You can guarantee that.
Jay, thank you. And hold on. We're going to continue our one-on-one conversation with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to get into the founding of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and some of the major cases that you guys have worked and talk a little bit about Major Elvis Newton. We come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by PhilHenryShow.com. You thought maybe we had a different sponsor, didn't you? You thought maybe we were out canvassing advertisers all across the country to try to have a potpourri of financial support for the Phil Henry Show. Well, guess what? No, we didn't. The world-famous Phil Henry Show website. That's the cash cow. That's the moneymaker. That's what we climb on the back of and ride. We ride it, Sally. We ride. Oh, yeah. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year at PhilHenryShow.com, the greatest value online other than, oh yeah, porn.
Welcome back here, world famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com, and we're talking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, another one-on-one we're doing here. We are at the Mondrian Hotel in Hollywood, California. As you are hearing this, we are broadcasting from there because we had a function. And Jay, thank you very much for making your way into Hollywood. Now, as we were saying, this is not a usual beat for the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but you have worked here.
Oh, we've worked in Hollywood. We go down to South Bay mostly, Torrance area, Palos Verdes, and we're, you know, Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, a lot of these different areas. But yeah, you know, we need to go up into Hollywood. We need to go up here into, you know, on the Sunset Strip, huh? A lot of people think because we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police and we're mostly a neighborhood sort of organization that we wouldn't dare go up in the Sunset Strip. Let me tell you what. You've got no problem going to the Sunset Strip. And I will go into any one of these nightclubs on the Sunset Strip and tell all these punks.
what would you say? What punks are you talking about?
I'm talking about a lot of these punks. The House of Blues was over here. I don't know if it still is or not. Well, the House of Blues. And I walked by the House of Blues one night, me and Sub-Commander Gleason. And, you know, you can ask Sub-Commander Gleason. We walked by, and we stopped, and we walked up. We took a peek inside. We were looking around. Someone inside said, what's this Ramar of the jungle with the pith helmets? You know, when are you going to get some guy with a box on his head to come and, you know, carry your dinner out and everything? So
what does that mean?
You know, I don't know, but I looked in. I said, let me tell you something, punk. You're a punk. And you give me one good reason, I'll do a three-step takedown. We will fan out, spread it. We'll spread it all around, you know.
When you guys talk about the spread out and the fan out, what's the difference?
All right. I've answered this question a million times, Mr. Henry.
No, but I know, but what is the difference?
Okay, the fan out and the spread out, see, when we fan out, we start at a center point and we go out in a fan formation. So we go up the middle and then we have the guys fan left to right.
Like the opening of a fan.
Yes, exactly. So everyone go up the middle, now fan out. And the guys spread, they don't spread out, but they fan out from the middle. If it's just spread out from that point, you just spread out. You may have a bunch of guys go to the right, just maybe two guys go to the left, maybe some guys go to the back, maybe some guy go back door. Or, I mean, you know, go up the middle, not go up the middle, but you know what I'm saying.
All right, I understand what you're saying.
So that's a spread out as opposed to a fan out.
All right, so what is when you say that you, when you call it a move-in?
All right, a move-in is when we're wearing our yellow rain jackets. We put on the yellow rain slickers so we are very visible. And the move-in is when we just flood an area. We move in, you see the yellow rain slickers, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And generally, people welcome that. They see us and they go, yeah, you know, here comes the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we walk through with our yellow rain slickers and people are shaking our hands and we're nodding to people because they see us doing the move in.
So they like to see all those yellow rain slickers of the...
Yeah. I know you don't believe me. I can tell you're laughing. No, I'm not. It's not so much that I'm laughing. I wonder where this is that you're talking about. You talk about the West Side. You talk about sports bars when you're getting extra rowdy, when there's a Super Bowl on or some of the college football or some of the basketball or whatever, and you're going rowdy and you're getting rowdier than ever before. And that's when I'll tell them, I say, we got to move in. And a lot of times we'll do eight men, you know, 16 legs. A lot of times we'll do the 8-man, 16 leg move in, meaning we go in as one. But we got six, so you see like this, you know, a huddle of guys, right?
Yeah.
And we have on the yellow rain slickers, and we begin to move in. And all you see is just this one yellow thing with 16 legs.
And it's eight guys.
It's, yeah, one, two, three, yeah.
Because the last time you were here, you said you had nine guys and 15 legs.
Yeah, you know what, and isn't it fun to make fun of a man? So my math wasn't, so what, man? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. It's just really funny when you said we have eight guys and 17 legs.
Well, sometimes if you do a move-in, okay, and you got eight guys and you got, say, 19 legs.
Okay.
You know.
Well, when does that happen, Jay? How do you have eight guys and 19 legs?
That would be three extra legs. You know...
There's no, may I?
Go ahead.
There's no explanation, Jay. Eight guys and 19 legs.
You don't know that for a fact.
Yes, we do, man, unless you've got some.
God damn, Mr. Henry, that's worthy of the Citizens Auxiliary Police doing a move in on you. Yes, we do. I ought to do a move in.
Yeah, you go ahead and do a move in, and I'll do a kick out. See, when you move in, I just kick you out.
Isn't it? Hey. Yeah, great.
Jay Sanis with us. You know what? I'm going to have Margaret and some other people maybe want to ask you some questions.
This is called one-on-one, I thought.
Yeah, it is one-on-one, but I'm not getting anywhere.
I agree with Phil. The move-in, eight men, 19 legs. I say it's eight men and 16 legs. Yeah, okay. If it's eight men and there's 19 legs, what do you want from me?
How does that happen?
It happens if you... It could happen that the guys are moving so fast, it looks like there's 19 legs. I don't know if you've ever seen Cristiano Ronaldo, who's a great soccer player from Europe.
Yes, I have.
Okay. That guy looks like he's got five legs sometimes, the way he moves the ball around and manipulates it. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen him. But I don't think you guys are that skillful.
Well, really, Mr. Henry? Well, guess what? Eight legs, 19 guys, or 19 guys, eight men. Hold on. Nine guys and 16 legs.
Okay, that's two fewer legs than you need.
What?
Nine guys?
No. I mean eight guys and 19 legs. That means we're doing such a good move-in, and we're shuffling to the right, we're moving to the left. You know, it looks like we got an extra three legs.
All right, Jay Sanis with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's get down to Major Elvis Newton.
Major Elvis Newton, yes.
How old is he?
That's something that if I knew, I wouldn't tell you. And I think I know, but I will not tell you.
Why?
Because that is a part of the secured information.
So it's like top secret?
I wouldn't say it's top secret. It's just security information.
Major Elvis Newton must be up in years because 25 years ago, he started the Citizens Auxiliary Police, made you its leader as the Brigadier Admiral, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I understand... that the Major Elvis Newton is looking to move his son into that position.
Major Elvis Newton has from time to time made it known that he wants the Newton to take more charge. And I have said to Major Elvis Newton, you know, I'll abide by your wishes, sir, but you have to understand what I've given to Citizens Auxiliary Police, me, Jay Sanis, along with all the other sub-commanders, and you want to move the Newton in? And the Newton has been, from time to time, a heavy drinker, a drug user, and I'm not talking out of school or anything like that. What?
You mean you get a call from Major Elvis Newton?
Major Elvis Newton, understand? I'm not going to get a call. I'm saying to you that the Newton is not fit to lead the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, here, I'll do whatever they tell me. I'll do whatever General Gale and Shaw tell me to do. But
you can't feature the Newton.
I can't. The Newton? Are you serious? You put the Newton in charge of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and there will be... Oh, God.
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
What do I think's going to happen? I think you will have the Citizens Auxiliary Police devolve into just sitting around and picking their noses and looking at it. That's all they'll do.
Sitting around picking their noses and looking at it?
Yes, that's what the Citizens Auxiliary Police will devolve into.
See, that's the part I don't get, Sanis. You can't say words like that.
Well, I just said devolve, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Where was I?
Talking about the Newton.
Yeah, the Newton. If the Newton took over, people would be picking their noses and flicking the boogers. You know,
well, you have made a statement in the past that it disappoints you, even though you've defended your subcommanders, that on certain operations, they wind up playing grab ass.
Okay, there's a good point. Yes, from time to time, the Citizens Auxiliary Police officers on a stakeout, and who are involved in a stakeout, will get bored, and they'll wind up chasing each other through the parking lot where the stakeout's taking place and playing grab ass. And I've told them I'm not in favor of that. But if you want to see a permanent state of grab ass, okay, what we call GAP. And GAP,
what is GAP?
GAP is grab ass paralysis. That means that the unit has paralyzed itself in a full on, just has paralyzed itself into a grab ass, into a festival of grab ass. And
all right, so this is what's going to happen with the Newton.
If the Major Elvis Newton's son, the Newton.
What is his name?
His name is Rondell Newton, okay?
His name is Rondell?
That's right. I didn't name him. Major Elvis Newton named him. Rondell Newton, the Newton. And he will, because I can't last forever, he'll do a power grab, and he'll grab, if something happens to Major Elvis Newton, you know, I'm protecting as long as Major Elvis Newton is alive. But the minute Major Elvis Newton leaves he shuffles off this mortal coil, the Newton, I will be displaced, and I will be moved out and basically just moved, just told to go away by the Newton, because the Newton will assume all power.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but you have a good relationship with Major Elvis Newton.
Yes, I have a very good relationship with him, and that's why I've remained in power, and the Newton stands on the sidelines throwing spit wads and going, "Wah." And man, I...
All right, Jay, last year... A phenomenon began among drivers of automobiles. Instead of heading into a parking space, they were backing it in. You defended that act if it is being engaged in by first responders.
That is correct, yeah.
And your opinion of anyone backing in who's not a first responder?
Well, I understand, you know, if you won't back it in, You have a legal right to back it in, you know. And I know people say that when you back it in, you're holding up people in their cars. When you back out, you're the only one being held up. And people say that's good or superior or whatever, and I'm trying to make that right in my own mind. I don't know, if I got to sit and wait, how's that good?
Because you're the only one that's sitting and waiting as opposed to a whole bunch of people waiting for a guy backing it in.
Well, that's what I've said, you know. First responders, I think we should always respect a first responder.
Okay, and the song that you wrote, I Back It In, became an instant hit on the Phil Hendry Show. Can you...
Well, yeah, but the reason why it becomes a hit on your show, Mr. Henry, is because everyone's acting like an ass.
Okay, I mean...
They think that I sound like an ass.
There's a lot of people who really like the song. I mean, it became an instant hit, like I said.
Well, I mean, the song is one where it helps me explain in the easiest possible terms why I believe a back it in. especially a first responder.
Could you do a little bit of the song for us?
Yeah. I back it in, I back it in, I back it in. You can't win, I back it in, 'cause I'm a first responder. I back it in, it's gonna be great. I back it in, hey, don't you be late. I back it in, you can back it in too. When you back it in, you gotta win. You always back it in. If you bound from the store, you can always win. You back it in, back it in, back it up. Let's up Chuck, back it in. That's gonna be the win.
Jay Sanis, all right.
Thank you.
And Jay, to this day, do you still back it in?
Yes, I do. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
This seems very perfunctory. I mean, the interview you did...
I'm sorry, I know. I'm very tired. I'm getting to this very late.
You're looking to wrap it up, aren't you?
I am. I'm kind of looking to wrap it up.
Yeah, he's not all that compelled by you, Sanis.
Hey, General Shaw, you know...
Oh, ooh! You gave me that look.
That's right. You can only push me so far, okay? And I'll come at you. And when I do, you know, have a care.
Oh, yeah, okay. I love that.
Okay, all right, fine. Jay, I want to thank you for being the special guest of our one-on-one here this week on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And for being a guest on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, I'd like to present you with a Margaret Gray, A Little Bird Told Me t-shirt.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
You say I'm going to wear a Margaret Gray shirt. That's right, Jay. The same way people wear your Citizens Auxiliary Police shirt.
Well, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay.
Well, what else would you like, man?
I could have Ted Bell, like a Ted Bell hoodie.
Don't give him a Ted Bell hoodie. Those cost too much.
Yes. You may have a Ted Bell hoodie, Jay, on us at the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Thanks a lot, Phil. I really do appreciate it.
World famous Phil Henry Show. From the Mondrian Hotel here in Hollywood, California, has been executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay Sanis.
Thanks a lot, Phil. It was a lot of fun. I guess. I don't know.